Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh and me, Sujit. Recently, the Delhi CBI Special Court convicted Mr. H.C. Gupta. H.C. Gupta was the former coal secretary during the UPA regime, 2006-2009. He was a former coal secretary and he was convicted on the charges of corruption. Corruption to dole out licenses for coal mining. Now, H.C. Gupta, throughout his trial, constantly maintained two things. First is, he said, listen, you know what? I am not responsible. I screened as per what I thought was right and I gave it to the Prime Minister. It is the Prime Minister who finally sanctioned. That's the first thing he said. The court said, no. You gave the Prime Minister wrong information. Therefore, the Prime Minister sanctioned the licenses, but the fault lies with you. That's the first thing. That's the first question also that I wanted to ask you. But let me complete my story. The second thing, Akhilesh, is H.C. Gupta, though not officially, got constantly mentioned in a lot of forums that it was the Congress leadership, it was the senior Congress leadership that actually forced him to dole out licenses. It was political intervention. He says, yeh bhai, maine nahi kiya hai, mujhe mere pe pressure laya gaya hai. And that is why I doled out. Now, Akhilesh, two problems. First is, one understands that H.C. Gupta screened. One also could understand that H.C. Gupta must be corrupt. Since the court says he's convicted, he's corrupt, period. Who are we to say no? Fair enough. But the fact is, how can the person who was the final authority in signing, even if he's the Prime Minister of India, just wish away the fact that, listen, you know what, wrong papers were put in front of me, so I signed wrong papers and it is not my fault.
But by saying that, did he not betray that he was a puppet?
Yeah, in a way. But I'm saying, you know, how could such a thing happen? How can the law see a person who is a final signatory as absolutely innocent and the person who kept this thing in the table as a...
You know, Sujit, the facts of the case as they are, they lead to what you are saying. He was a coal secretary, 2006 to 2009. And at that point of time, the government was allocating coal blocks. Those coal blocks were almost to the tune of 60% of India's coal reserves. So it was not a coal mine, it was a gold mine for whoever got it. Of course, Congress was in power and all the Congress horses started running towards it. Everybody was interested. That case on Naveen Jindal is part of the same saga.
Correct.
Dasari Narayan Rao was also part of it. He was also convicted. So all the Congress bigwigs got into it. It was time to, you know, get coal mines to ensure that their generations and generations live a lavish life. So here is a coal secretary who was in charge of the screening committee. Lots and lots of applications came. A lot of them were allotted very dubiously. Like there's one case of an application of a coal mine at Brahmapuri. It must have been extremely a lucrative mine. There were 44 applicants, which consisted of the likes of Lafarge Cement, Torrent Power, etc. Very worthy applicants who would be actual users of the coal. Because one of the conditions was it was meant to be given to actual users of the coal. You just couldn't be a trader who wanted to just go and take a coal mine. They were not given. One small unknown company operating out of a small room in Karolbagh was given that lucrative mine. It was obviously for political reasons, Congress beneficiaries. So here is a secretary whose minister is the Prime Minister himself. He's in charge of a screening committee. The screening committee looks into the applications that have come as per the tender conditions. I'm sure tenders were taken seriously at that point of time. So as per the tender conditions, they were supposed to be allotted. He screened, he forwarded it to the Prime Minister. The final signature was of the Prime Minister, was not of the screening committee. Now if this man is being, you know, convicted for this, for having allocated a coal mine wrongly on charges of corruption and criminal conspiracy is what is the charge against him. But the final secretary was the prime minister of the country, who was the coal minister. I'm surprised that only this man is crucified.
Which is a strange thing, because isn't there any law on
I am not aware of the privilege that the prime minister enjoys, because I never aspired to be the prime minister. But to me, at least from the angle of a common man, there were a lot of people involved in it. It's not just H.C. Gupta who's got convicted. Two of his other IAS officer colleagues have also got convicted, who are on the screening committee. But as far as the person who signed the final order is concerned, he's gone scot-free.
And
he was a Congress politician. And all the people who would have called up H.C. Gupta, lobbying for coal mines to be allocated to certain persons, must surely have been Congress politicians.
Obviously, because at that point in time, it was Congress government.
Yes.
BJP guys cannot call up...
The court noted that the entire procedure lacked transparency. One of the major achievements of Piyush Goyal as coal minister was that he did a successful auction, transparent auction of these coal mines. So the entire procedure was shrouded in a very non-transparent process. And here is this man being crucified. Interestingly, the IAS Officers Association says that he is the most honest and sincere officer, and he is being victimized.
So, is there no law to go further? Is there
the
no...
CBI court has convicted him. He goes to the High Court. Till then, the court has said he goes to judicial custody, because on the 3rd of December, they are going to announce the punishment, which could be imprisonment up to 7 years.
Akhilesh, don't you feel that at some level, there's a huge amount of camaraderie between the politicians?
I think so.
Because CBI is under the rule of the central government, which is currently the BJP government and the Modi government. Yeah.
But incidentally, the investigation in this case started in 2012, when the UPA was in power. We never know whether the investigation was started by the UPA at that point of time to ring-fence the Prime Minister himself. Things we really wouldn't know.
From 2014 to 2018, I'm sure things could have been put back into place, and
possible.
You know, things would have been made right if the government wanted. But something tells me that somewhere down the line, the key politicians never get into trouble. Chidambaram never got into trouble. You see, Robert Vadra never got into trouble. All this talk about BJP had made a film showing Robert Vadra, and you know, they made a very impactful film. But Robert Vadra is going scot-free. He's partying all over Delhi. The point is, somewhere down the line, it's ultimately the common man most often, and in few rare cases like this, the bureaucracy that gets into trouble. And Jaitley says that, you know, ultimately all the responsibility is on the politician. So here is another example of a politician getting scot-free, the entire lock, stock and barrel getting caught scot-free, and
Sujit, from that accountability perspective that Mr. Jaitley said, lamenting, you know, that it is the politician who's finally accountable. Now here is a case where the politician was the prime minister, was the minister of coal. What is his accountability?
Absolutely.
He was one level above the screening committee. He was the final level. He's the man who signed the allocations finally.
Think about it, Akhilesh. If I get a checkbook onto your table and keep it on your table and say, you please sign, and you sign the check and that check bounces, can you go to the court and say, you know, I don't know, Baba, that guy came and kept it in front of me. I just signed. Can you say that? If that is not true, how is this true? How can law be different to different situations?
Yes. So in the process here, the bureaucrat is held accountable, who Mr. Jaitley doesn't want to believe, because according to him, only the neta is accountable.
Correct.
And here the neta has gone scot-free.
Without anything. Okay. Now another thing. The thing is, somewhere down the line, and this is very important question, Akhilesh. See, Akhilesh, no scam, no government hera-feri happens without the ruling party getting involved. I'm saying ruling party, I'm not even talking about ministers. Like you rightly said, that whenever it is, whatever happened during the Congress regime, a lot of Congress, senior Congress party men were involved in it. There used to put pressure, that congressmen, I'm saying congressmen, I mean UPA, I'm talking about AIDMK and all those gang, the entire UPA gang. I'm sure whatever is happening currently, the entire BJP gang is involved, lock, stock and barrel. Okay, everybody puts pressure. So the ruling party per se is involved in every scam. But why is it that right from 1947 till now, there's not a single scam where the people who actually put pressure on the bureaucracy has been actually nailed? Why has it not happened?
Take the Prime Minister's statement. He said, there was influenced banking during the Congress time. Who were the influencers who really benefited from influencing? And they went scot-free. They were the netas who gave a call to the ministries concerned. How did those blatant loans get given away? How did these coal blocks just get distributed? They were given away for a song, Sujit. That's a reality. So how did they just get, who are those netas, those UPA government netas who called up the coal secretary, who lobbied for persons they were interested in? They will never be named. They are the unnamed characters, the people who pull the strings behind the scene.
Absolutely.
You'll never come to know, and they are the real beneficiaries of this. If at all, for presuming that some money was transpired for this particular act of allocation, this is just a presumption. There is no such, direct allegation on Mr. Gupta. But if there was something like this, he would have been a smaller beneficiary compared to the political bigwig who gave a call to him.
So, to conclude, if there are four stakeholders to a corrupt practice, starting with the lowest common man, second is a political party worker, third the bureaucrat, and fourth the minister, when it goes to the court of law somehow, unfortunately, the minister definitely gets scot-free. The second is the bureaucrat who gets scot-free. The third is the party worker who gets scot-free. And in case anybody has to be pushed under the bus, it is always the common man, isn't it?
All the time.
Come to think of it, I mean that's the general.
All the time.
That's the general way.
Yes.
Our legal justice system works. Sad but true. Anyway, we obviously feel that if the court believes that H.C. Gupta is a culprit, so he should be, he must be. One wouldn't want to comment on that. And if the court believes that the coal minister and then the prime minister and also the coal minister, Dr. Manmohan Singh, has got nothing to do with it, he was a poor soul who just signed by mistake, well, I'm sure the court is right. And
such mistakes by the prime minister are risky for the country.
Correct. Such mistakes are risky for the country. So the honorable court must have definitely seen some merit in what they said. So, fair enough. So, we believe that. But unfortunately, the question still arises. Why is it that politicians never get into trouble? Why is it that the politician is never made accountable for what he does? This question we've been asking from day one, and we'll continue to ask this question, whether it is the BJP government or whether it is the Congress government. Our question remains the same till we see you with another topic another day. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?